Welcome back to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. Time now for our one-on-one player interview, brought to you by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Cleveland Browns. And this week, no better player to be with than the quarterback of the Browns, Brian Hoyer. Brian, first of all, congratulations on the historic comeback last week. How does it feel not only to get that win, but then get to go to the Hall of Fame as a result?
Well, first, thanks. It was exciting, definitely exciting game. And what a great group of character of guys that we have. And, we never stop fighting. And when you do that, good things tend to happen.
Last year, you were living the dream. Cleveland guy, getting to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He had the unfortunate injury, and now you get to do it again. How has it been so far over the first quarter of the season?
Yeah, it's been great. You shake off a little rust throughout the preseason, even the first half of the Pittsburgh game. But ever since then, I felt like we've been rolling pretty good. And yeah, we have our times where we kind of, need to convert third downs a little bit better or stall out in the red zone. But, that's going to happen in this league, and we're continuing to improve each and every week. And that's all you can ask for is, come out, try to get better each day at practice, and then take it to the game field on Sunday.
What do you think has been the secret to your success? Because coming into the season, people said, oh, the defense is going to be great. Concerns about the offense, and through four games, this offense has been absolutely phenomenal, and you're a huge reason why.
Yeah, I think, it takes a while to come together, especially when you have a new scheme, a ton of new players, new offensive coordinator. How is he going to call the plays? I'm starting to get a very good comfort level with Kyle and how he calls plays, and with him coming into huddle, and we can, get the tempo up a little bit because we can get in and out and more repetition on certain plays. And I think everyone's really bought in, and with OTAs and training camp, and there being a little bit of competition and guys rotating, it's not going to look great. And finally, when you narrow it down and everybody's taking the reps that they're going to be taking, and you game plan it up, I mean, things seem to come together a little bit better. And like I said before, you just got to keep building on that. And with game repetition, there's nothing like it. And when you run a play in a game and you see how it works, whether it's a success or a failure, you learn from it and you move on.
Is your confidence at an all-time high right now?
I think I'm always a pretty confident guy. I've always believed in myself, and I just wanted an opportunity to go out and prove it. And I had it last year, and unfortunately an injury came along. And now I'm just trying to pick up things where I left them off last year. And to this point, I feel like I've been able to do that.
How does it make you feel to know that when the game is on the line, you guys are trying to come back from the largest deficit on the road ever, that when you get down to the six, a lot of people are saying, okay, now they're going to run it in. Empty backfield. The game is in your hands. What kind of confidence does that give you to know that Kyle Shanahan thinks that's what he wants to go to with the game on the line?
Yeah, I think, like I said before, Kyle and I are starting to really get a feel for each other on he knows what plays I like, and I know what plays he's getting ready to call. And that was one we had repped, a lot of times during the week in that, not necessarily that situation, but from that down and distance. And it was something that, before it even came in, I was thinking, this play could be good right here. And sure enough, he calls it. And, the defense kind of tipped their hand a little bit early. I saw it was going to be a three-man rush. I knew I didn't have to rush anything, just take my time. And I think Travis is probably the fourth read on that one, but you get through it a little bit quicker because of the certain defense they're playing. They're taking away your two first guys, and Trav makes a great move on the safety and toe taps it and makes a great catch in the back of the end zone.
This game now, you come with some momentum off of that one, the great pass, obviously, to Travis Benjamin to get the win, but it's the Steelers. I mean, when you were a kid, when you're thinking about being the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, you play those games, was it always the Browns against the Steelers?
Sure, no doubt. I think anyone who's from Cleveland grows up learning to hate Pittsburgh. And, that was definitely, my philosophy too growing up. And when I was Bernie Kosar in the backyard, we were playing against the Steelers. So it's going to be cool to come home after that win. To play Pittsburgh at home, our fans will be rocking. I'm excited to see that them come out and get the whole stadium energized, and we just got to come out and play fast. I think in this league, it's hard enough to win as it is. Obviously, we saw last week it took everything we had to come back and win that game. So when you're playing a good team, you can't let them jump on you early. And being at home, we got to use that to our advantage and jump out and try to get ahead of these guys early.
Knowing that it's the Steelers, it's a division game. You guys need to get this win. Do you feel like this is the biggest game that you've ever been in? I mean, how hyped are you coming into this one?
I try to stay pretty even keel at all times. And yeah, it's a huge game, no doubt. I'm not going to lie. It's a division game at home against Pittsburgh. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. But in the same sense, it's a long season. And this is going to be our fifth game of the year. And you still have 11 more after that. But trust me, the way we've been practicing, there's no one that's taking this lightly. And I think You know, it's a sign of a good team to move on, especially after a win we had this past Sunday. Everybody came in here Monday ready and focused to play Pittsburgh.
If you get this win, are we going to see some new dance moves?
As long as we keep winning, I'll keep dancing, that's for sure.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Best of luck to you. We'll be back here wrapping things up on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, when Jabal Sheard stops by to give us his thoughts on the Steeler game.